the Manager Mojo podcast. I'm Steve Caldwell, author of Manager Mojo, Be the Leader Others Want to Follow. We're here to offer common sense solutions and training for management and leadership issues. We believe that leaders are made, not born. Now, I would love for you to have a free copy of my book. You can pick up your copy by going to ManagerMojo.com. Look for the gold box encouraging you to join the Mojo movement and sign up. There are other free gifts just waiting for you. That's ManagerMojo.com. Now, let's get started with today's topic.
This week, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that is the skill of delegation. So I'm calling this topic Delegation 101, what you really have to know in order to be great at developing the skill. You know, delegation, in my mind, is one of the most important skills that you've got to master as a manager and a leader. If you really want to maximize your mojo and increase your mojo, once you can understand what delegation is and how to master it and how to use it to leverage your own talents and your own skills, you'll be off and running to a successful career, and you'll be able to be that respected leader and manager that you really want to be. So let's kind of talk about that today and see what we can do. First, delegation, what is it? Well, delegation is really just the art of assigning tasks and responsibilities to team members in order to maximize their talents, their skills, and their abilities. It's the ability to assign it. The problem is that most managers really struggle with delegation, especially for those that really have a desire to control everything going on around them. Delegation can be the skill that actually derails their career and derails the progress of their team as well as themselves. And the fact is that over the years, what I've seen is that most managers actually do struggle with delegation. Now, the reason they struggle is varied. There's different reasons, but let me talk about a few of them today. One of the reasons that managers can struggle with delegation is they really don't trust other people. This idea of trust and delegation go hand in hand because you have to be able to trust that somebody else can do a task or take on a responsibility and do it as well as you can. The problem is this is not natural. For those of us that have been around a while, we know that, you know, not everybody does things the same way that we would do them. And maybe they don't do it to the same quality or level that you do it. Let me give you an example. I have of where delegation can really hold you back. I've watched this so many times, but here's a good example. I had a friend that had a successful business. And he was growing his business, but his business was really a lot about his own ideas and his own talent and his own ability to get stuff done. But he just kept getting more and more clients because the fact was he was good at what he was doing and people enjoyed working with him. And so he decided that, okay, just like anybody else, and my business is growing, I think I'm going to hire somebody. I'm going to have somebody to help. And so he hired somebody to help, and he really didn't spend a lot of time training that person. He didn't spend a lot of time really getting to know them and their strength. And so he assigned a task to them, and when it didn't get done the way that he wanted it done, he began to think, well, you know, they just can't do it as well as I do. And so he began to get more and more involved, and he started doing the same stuff that he delegated. And before long, all he's doing is doing what he was doing before, which was working himself to death, not really getting any real help. And so, you know, the delegation just kind of decided, well, this is a real bad idea. I really shouldn't be delegating to other people because it's just not working for me. And so this individual just decided, my friend decided that, you know, other people just can't do what I do and they won't do it to the level that I do it. And so he really just began to expect that out of people. And then no matter who he tried to hire, no matter who he tried to give business to get done, they just didn't do it as well. And you can see where this is leading. Well, it led to the point where he just finally gave up on delegation. And he said, well, this is just not working for me. And so he went back to doing everything himself. And, of course, he topped his business growth right there. And I want you to know that this was a decision that I think was the wrong decision. But I've got to tell you, here he is some 25 years later, he's still doing that business, still doing it exactly the same way. It's just that he can't grow because he cannot trust anybody to do something as well as he does. He cannot delegate it. And so, you know, it's just one of those things that happens. But I also know that I can just hear those of you on the line now saying, yeah, Steve, I know all of that stuff. I know that I need to delegate, but you know, that's a good story, but why don't you tell me something that I don't know? Okay, well, let's talk about that, and let me tell you a few things to kind of get you started here. Let me give you my first example of my first really, really good manager. Well, that first manager happened to be my own mom. You see, my mom worked outside the house, and it was just up to me and my brother to clean the house for her. And so she assigned cleaning chores for us to do. She delegated these things that we were to do. Well, mine was to clean the floors, to do the vacuuming, clean the floors, and also to clean the bathrooms. And I remember when she assigned it, especially when she was assigning vacuuming, she was very meticulous. She would show me, okay, now this is what you should do, and this is how you should run the vacuum. This is the best way to get all of the dirt and dust up. And then she showed me exactly how I was supposed to do the vacuuming, how I was supposed to do the mopping, so that the floors would look good. And the cool thing about this is that once she assigned it to me, she didn't stand over me and watch me do all of this. She just let me do it. She let me go ahead and do the cleaning of the floors. And so I did the cleaning. I did it what I thought was pretty good. And then she came back and she reviewed my progress. Well, when she reviewed my progress, she said, Steve, you did a really good job here on your first effort. It's not bad at all. You've done a lot of things well, but let me show you a few things that you missed because you haven't had the experience. And so she showed me how that, well, you know, I vacuumed the rugs that were down on the floor, but it didn't occur to me that I should pick up those rugs and shake them out first before I vacuumed them and to vacuum around them. So what I had done is I vacuumed the rugs being on the floor. And when you pulled up the rug, there was still dirt around where the rug fit on the floor. I was like, oh, so that's how you do it. You see, she reviewed it, but she didn't criticize me. She just said, hey, this is something that you ought to do, and it'll make your floors look better, and it'll be easier to clean once you pull the rugs up. It's easy to vacuum. It's easy to do the mopping. It's easy to clean. And she was absolutely right. She was showing me exactly what needed to be done. But the cool thing about this is not only did she teach me how to do it, she reinforced that I was doing it well. She did the exact same things with the bathrooms. And I learned how to clean a bathroom and make it spotless because she reviewed my work. Now, the key about this is that she delegated it, let me go off on my own and do it, then reviewed my work, and pointed out ways that I could do it better. Once I began to do it better, this is where the magic really happened. Did she just take for granted that I was going to do it well? No. What she did is every time she came in after I'd done the vacuuming and the bathrooms, she would review my work, she'd walk around, she'd look at it, and she'd then say, man, I'm telling you, Steve, that was a great, great job. You are doing terrific. And she reinforced that doing it well meant something to her and meant something to others. Now, you know, you're thinking, okay, well, that's delegation. Sure, it's delegation. And the good thing about it, those lessons where you do things well and it's been reinforced that you were doing them well, they become a lifelong habit. And I can assure you, my whole life, my family has been blessed by the fact that I can vacuum and I can clean a bathroom. I don't mind it at all. And the reason I don't mind it at all is because, you know what, I think it's cool to look at it after it's done. And then I get that same feeling of contentment and joy that my mom gave me by doing a job really, really well. And so when I began to go to work for other people and I began to manage other people myself, those lessons reminded me that all of us need that reinforcement. We need to be taught first, and we need the reinforcement that we're doing well. That's when delegation begins to develop trust. And you see, Mom began to trust me because I was doing it well, and it was just very important for me to continue to earn her trust because I knew that she was paying attention. That's pretty cool, and it's a great lesson. If you don't get anything else and you get that, you begin to realize, hey, I can do this with my people as well. But some of you really find it difficult to trust others. You're risk averse and you don't like taking chances. And the problem really is that you don't trust yourself completely. And so what you've got to do is learn how to develop that trust in yourself. So what's the real answer to change your own delegation skills? Well, the first step is to manage yourself. You really need to dig into your own strengths. If you haven't written down what things you are really great at and you know that you're really great at them, you need to take a moment right now and begin to make that list. I promise you there's some things that you're really, really outstanding at. It could be that you're a great communicator. It could be that you have great analytical skills. It could be that you have great vision. All of these things are strengths. You need to write them down, and you need to put them where you can read them, and then you can remind yourself, I am great at, and read this out loud to yourself. You need to have that, because what you're going to begin to do by reading those strengths out loud is that you're going to learn to trust yourself, and you're going to learn how to manage yourself and manage your own actions to your own strengths. This is how you learn how to leverage your strengths and how you learn to become a good teacher. You see, managers and leaders at their core are really outstanding teachers. You see, you've got to be willing to tolerate mistakes. Now, let me give you an example about this. I mentioned teachers. Well, good teachers do several things. Let me tell you exactly the steps they do it. First is that they teach. They share material that the student has not learned before. The second thing they do is that they assign tasks that reinforce the teaching. It could be homework or exercises or problems. But they assign those tasks, and they let people go out on their own, and they attempt those problems, those tasks. Then what they do is that they test or review the answers that the students have made to make sure that they got the information. You see, a manager that really wants to have maximum mojo and to be their best must follow that exact same process. You, as a manager, have got to be willing, when you delegate something, teach what you would want done. Give complete directions. Instruct them on those areas that they don't know. Then delegate the task. Assign time frames. Delegate it. And then when it's done, review it. And if there are mistakes, it's okay. need to build up your team. You need to tell them, that was great. That's a great first effort. Here's an area I think we might have missed. Let's add this to it. Let's complete it. Awesome job. I'm so glad you do that. You see, when you really learn how to do that, things become more fun. Now, if it's difficult for you to do this type of thing, let me recommend that you start with really easy tasks and then keep adding things to it until you get better. You need to be willing to start with these tasks that it makes you feel good. And when you begin to realize that, hey, people really can do stuff, it'll begin to allow you some freedom, some flexibility that you haven't had before. Now, another thing that helps you is that, just as I suggested a few moments ago, that you need to really write down your own strengths and make a list of them and be really aware of them, you need to be doing the exact same thing with your team members. You should be observant of the things that they do exceptionally well. You need to know those things, and you need to leverage those strengths every chance you get. Every time you get an opportunity that you could assign something to somebody to do it, then you're going to build your own confidence in them, your own trust in them, your own ability to manage. But you're going to feel comfortable about it, and guess what? The real benefit is, when you review that back to the employee, you're building their confidence. You're building their strength. You're building their trust in you as a leader. This is how you get maximum mojo. This is how you make yourself and your career explode and grow in directions that you want it to go. People have to be willing to trust you as a leader. You can't be trusted as a leader unless you can trust your team members. You can't manage your team members unless you can manage yourself. So you've got to be able to do these things a little at a time until they begin to feel really natural, really comfortable to you. And the cool thing is that as you know, keep doing these things, before you know it, you're going to be delegating not only tasks, but you're going to begin to delegate the real authority that you've been given in your position to others that's necessary for that employee to grow. It'll allow you to delegate the authority to manage the team to someone whenever you have to take vacation, you have to be out ill. You'll begin to really trust that, hey, they're going to do it well because I've seen them do it well, and I've complimented them on doing it well, and they got my back, I got their back. Man, before you know it, you're that dynamic leader that every person in the organization wants to work for and with, because you value them and you value yourself. You see, you can't value other people. You can't fake value in other people unless you value yourself. You just, faking it doesn't work. I've heard so many people say, fake it until you make it. Well, I got to tell you, that's a cool way to kind of walk forward when you're in fear. But when it comes to human beings, you must value them by trusting them. And you've got to trust yourself first in order to do that. You can't fake that. If you don't trust yourself, it won't come across that you trust others. And nobody wins whenever that's happening. So I want to encourage you to simply master these delegation skills. Consider the stories I've shared with you today. Make them your own stories and begin to challenge yourself to do better at delegation today. If you do, in just a few months, just a few years, you're going to look back and say, wow, look at where my career is now. I'm so glad I mastered the skill of delegation, because delegation allowed me to grow in ways that I could never have imagined.
Thanks for joining me today on the Manager Mojo podcast. Let's rock the world. Please encourage your friends to subscribe to the podcast, and I would love for you to share and connect with me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn And don't forget to pick up your free copy of Manager Mojo, Be the Leader Others Want to Follow, by going to ManagerMojo.com and signing up to get your free gifts. Until next time, I encourage you to exercise your mojo and become the leader that others want to follow.